Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome back to Morning Magazine, everyone, for this January 11th, 2023. We have your host, James J., here at 10:34 on the clock, and we are joined by our good friends. We have Kim Shields from Encourage. Good to see you, Kim.
Great to see you. Thank you.
And Danita is always a pleasure. Danita Carlson with us from Mary's Place. Thanks for being here, Danita.
Thank you.
Appreciate the time from both of you so much. And any chance we get to talk about Mary's Place, we're going to take it. We look forward to it, diving into this even more and more as we go along here in Rapids. We, of course, have the one in Marshfield that we have the reference and others. But appreciate the time, you two. First, but before I get going into all the serious stuff, how was your holidays? How are you guys doing? Did you have a good one, Kim?
I did. It was good. Very nice. Thank you.
Yeah, good to hear.
Mine too. Yeah? Very relaxing.
Good. Very nice to hear that. You don't hear that word nearly enough around this time of year. That's good to hear. Let's dive right in. And where do you guys want to start with this? Because we've been talking about Mary's Place for a while now. I feel the audience is pretty up to date on what Mary's Place is. If you want to get into the definition, what they do at Mary's Place, we can. But if there's other places where you'd like to start, that's fine too. So is there a set spot?
Yeah, if it's okay, I'd like to kind of step back from that and kind of go back in time a little bit.
Yeah.
So in our Southwood County area, and I've mentioned this before, and I know your listeners are very familiar, we have some incredible organizations helping to serve our community.
Yeah.
And, you know, through those organizations, great partnerships are formed. And one of the partnerships and coalitions that had started, and Danita and I were trying to think how long it was at least 15 years ago, was a homelessness coalition. Mm. And right now there's, you know, with the colder weather, there's a lot of discussion and people asking for homeless shelter. So I thought it was worth addressing and bringing up that there is a homeless coalition that does work on housing instability. Mm. One of my former colleagues, Don Verwink, was one of the original members of that coalition, along with like Terry Johns from the United Way, so many service organizations, the Wood County Health Department, and actually Danita, in a previous role, was one of those members as well. Mm. And so when we're at Encourage, where we have the vision of a community that works well for all, that's everybody, whether you have stability or instability. And so, you know, it was kind of a good time of year to remind listeners that coalition is still in force, it's still happening. It's coordinated by the United Way. That is one of the coalitions that they help coordinate. So work is still being done. And while Mary's Place is not a homeless shelter, it's a great step in the right direction. And, you know, with the transitional living and all of the wraparound services provided. So there's still great work being done, even though we don't have a homeless shelter at this point.
You don't, you're not raised by a hippie feminist and not, you know, come out of that with some issue, you know, with some issues, with some causes and stuff, with some issues too, but with some causes. And one of the biggest things to me since I was about 6 or 7 years old is seeing homeless people in Chicago and seeing people that, because it wasn't just that these were nameless people to me. You talk to them and you got veterans, you've got hardworking people that worked in factories for many, many years. You've got so many different types of people. You have soldiers that are dealing with this, so many different types of people. There is no stereotypical homeless person. It is the wide gamut of people. And when you talk about things that I believe in this country should not be happening, this is one of those issues. The fact that you guys, the fact that this community cares about this, when, to be blunt, they haven't always had to. The homeless population here in central Wisconsin is not that outrageous as you would say in Los Angeles or some other places, but they still have addressed it over the years. It's not like this is brand new. They've been addressing it for many years. I appreciate that. I think that is incredible, and I'm not alone. I know I've talked to other people in the community, including Terry, about this. And of course, you mentioned the United Way of their homeless point and time count, where that they do every year. I believe twice a year, actually.
Yes.
So keep an eye out for that. And I'm sure that Terry and I will talk about that when she comes on these airwaves and pushes me around and gets me out of the. I'm kidding. I'm joking. Thank you for bringing that up, though. I think that's
absolutely
important. And you're not alone. I've heard people bring that up as well. Mm-hmm. It tells you, real quick, Danita, it tells you how big this issue is when we have a place like Mary's Place, but that only covers a portion of this issue. I think that that speaks to the, you know, why homelessness needs to be addressed a little bit more, because there's so many layers to it.
And James, you brought up that in Chicago you saw the homeless on the street, and that was one thing that, you know, the 15 years of talking at the coalition and trying to come up with solutions, sometimes it was a little challenging to get the support from the community because we don't see people on the streets like you do in Chicago. So for many people, they don't see homelessness as really an issue for our area, which in fact, it is a pretty substantial issue. There are people that are homeless, and really, it just looks different for our community than it may look in Chicago or San Francisco.
The more north you get from Chicago, the more people, if they're homeless, tend to live in their cars, tend to live in shacks or squat, a lot of that kind of thing. But just because you don't see them, it's such a great point to bring up, Danita. Mm-hmm. Thank you. They are still out there. When it comes to being able to help that, to help people with Mary's Place, these kind of things, this is the point of this conversation. This is this is what we're doing here, is trying to be these things. Now, one thing about Mary's Place that is such a unique thing and such a cool thing is it is a chance to get on your feet. It is an opportunity for that. And I think that that is not only unique and cool, but it is one of the best ways to better our society. And I have such a hard time believing that people can have, and I know that there are people, YouTube know better than I do, but how you can have an issue with something like this, where we're taking somebody that in other parts of societies or other parts of the world, maybe they would just be in this spot the rest of their lives, possibly never paying taxes, never adding to society, never betting, never putting back into society or any of these things. They're just stuck. They're in this spot that they don't want to be in. You've never met a homeless person in your life that wants to live that way. Now, with Mary's Place, with things like this, that person, that family, possibly any of the scenario, they get on their feet and they get a job and they're paying taxes and they're putting into their communities. Maybe they're volunteering at some place. Maybe they're helping somebody else get up on their feet and get into Mary's Place. This is what society's all about. This is humanity, everybody. This, I don't know how you can push back on humanity. That doesn't make any sense to me. But here we are. We have Mary's Place. It's every time I pass it, I see more and more work being done. I want to send a shout out to all those hard workers out there, especially in this weather. I know what doing construction in this weather's like. It ain't easy. That's got to be really... I know what it means to me to see it when I drive past it. I can't imagine what it means for you guys, what it means for other people there.
Yeah, and it is. It's exciting to see, and we are a little bit ahead of schedule. I just jumped off a meeting at 10 o'clock that said we're about a month ahead of schedule, so we're hoping that if things continue that we could open by the end of April, start moving furniture in by the end of April. And to your point about... the transitional housing. I mean, that is, the word is transitional. We want people to transition in and then for them to, like you were talking about, find employment and to transition out into stable housing. So it is much different than a homeless shelter.
And you guys, I'm asking this rhetorically for you to answer. When it comes to, I go in there, I take a place at Mary's Place, but you know what? I just feel like kicking my feet up. I don't feel like doing anything, nothing like that. That is not how that works. That's because I've had very little pushback on this topic, but what I have, I've had that question come up. Mm. Well, how long can I just kind of, you know, because a lot of people, and it's always, I'm sorry, it's assuming of me to say that, but a lot of the time it is people that are coming from a place of privilege that seem to judge people who are in this spot. And the,
well, don't understand.
I think that's the
issue. Time to ask the question and understand. I look at it as a hand up. It's not a hand out.
Yeah.
You know, there's an application process that someone will go through or a family will go through. They will pay a sort of a rent in order to live there. It's not just simply kicking your feet up and living for free.
No.
It is making your life better and having the support in place to do that.
And there is an application process.
Yep.
So you are applying to be part of a program through Mary's Place. And so I think that's really important. Mm-hmm. We probably can't say that enough. And it's $80 a week to stay there for a single person. And so... We are, we will allow single men and women to apply to the program, be part of the program, and it was decided, gosh, time goes by so quickly, but maybe a month and a half ago now, that we are going to allow families also. And so that is something that is new to Mary's Place. Mary's Place in Marshfield does not allow families. And since we met last, we are now Mary's Place of Central Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And so we are no longer Mary's Place Marshfield. And so we do, we will be, we are Mary's Place of Central Wisconsin with two locations, one in Marshfield and one in Wisconsin Rapids that we're talking about.
What is the baseline for a family or for people that want to use Mary's Place? Is there an age requirement? Is there a financial requirement? Is there any of these things? You mentioned the $80 a week, but I mean, if I'm, because I also think that the definition of what a homeless person is needs to be discussed sometimes, too. I think that we immediately
it's
think
it's varying, of, too, depending on your region, where you live, your understanding what services are available, but it does kind of vary. I mean, I knew people that couch surfed, I guess is a word for it,
right,
you know, but officially they were homeless.
Yeah.
They did not have a residence of their own, a mailing address. They did sleep in their cars at times, but they often would have a place to lay their head, but it was somebody's couch till they needed to go to somebody else's couch.
That was called me in my 20s. That was yes. Yeah. I'm not exaggerating.
Right.
I mean, it really was. Yeah.
Right.
It's a nice point to make. Thank you for that, Kim. I think because I want to get into more talks and I want to get interrupted. Well, let's go ahead and get our commercial break out of the way. We can come back and take it right to the top of the hour. We'll do that with our friends from Encourage and Mary's Place here on Morning Magazine at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back to Morning Magazine here at WFHR, locally grown radio. We have a couple of our good friends in Kim Shields from Encourage, Danita Carlson from Mary's Place. Both of you, thank you so much again for being here. Appreciate the time.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
Get to talk a little groundbreaking right now. That's always fun. What do we got, Danita?
Well, we had our groundbreaking scheduled for last month.
Mm.
And due to our horrendous weather, we had to cancel it. And so we have our committee meeting, our steering committee meeting at 10 o'clock on Wednesdays. And we just decided today that we will not reschedule that, but we will just look forward to a ribbon cutting when we open, hopefully, like I said earlier, in April. And so look forward to that. We'll make sure and publicize that.
Oh, yeah.
And like to get a lot of people there who will, at that time, then you'll be able to see the building, mm-hmm. see the inside of the building, see exactly what Mary's Place is going to be, and then be able to talk to representatives from our team and ask us questions and find out any information that maybe we haven't given you.
I'm looking forward to that. We will be sending a lot of people to that grand opening. Kim mentioned something earlier about, and I'm so glad you caught me on that, because oftentimes, more times than not, when people have a bias towards something or whatever, any of those issues, it comes from not understanding, not knowing. When they have the open house, when they open up the, when they have the ribbon cutting and stuff, here's a chance for you to actually look in the building, see it for yourself, see that there's nothing to worry about, nothing to be afraid of, and how well, how nice it looks and everything, too. And give a little appreciation to the hard workers that are making that happen, too. And a big shout out to them, all the work that they're doing over there.
Absolutely. Being able to seek to understand is so important.
Yeah. And it goes so much farther than we mm-hmm. realize.
You know, the reason why we're here together is there's it. I've talked about it in the past that it's really been the community just coming together, and we've had so many people coming together and wanting to be a part of Mary's Place, and Encourage Community Foundation wanted to be a part of it also. So I don't know if you want to talk about the matching.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Danita. At Encourage, we are so pleased to be able to make an announcement.
Ooh.
This is hot off the press. It's in place right now. So there's a dollar-for-dollar matching opportunity up to $5,000. We're really looking for that grassroots effort, which obviously Mary's Place has done and continues to do. So particularly matching donations from individuals, maybe some businesses, you know, nothing that's been pledged mm-hmm. or anything like that. But I'm really trying to get that grassroots and help raise awareness. I mean, you know, if somebody feels compelled to donate a dollar, please donate a dollar. If somebody is able to contribute more, you know, $25, $50 more, that's amazing. And yeah. we just appreciate everything. And with that, I know a lot of times people ask about timing of it. Mm. And while we don't have a specific, you know, it has to be done within XYZ time, there are some needs yet that Mary's Place has. They need to purchase some appliances yet, so they're raising funds for that. As I think everybody is pretty aware, the costs of construction and equipment and supplies has skyrocketed. So that has, there's kind of a shortfall there from the initial budgeting that they had planned. And even with all of the in-kind donations and discounts that have been provided to the organization, which are so appreciated, there's still a shortfall. Yeah. So, you know, it's our hope that we can turn this $5,000 grant into $10,000 and make a good dent in what their needs are for those appliances. So, you know, if you're looking at backdating when you need to have everything ordered and installed by, you know, by the end of February, it would be amazing if this was met.
Is this kind of the next step for Mary's Place is raising funds, is doing that? Is, and not that that hasn't already been in place and everything, but with the construction going on, we're getting closer and closer every day to it up and running and those kind of things. Is that kind of where the groundwork has to go in now, is helping secure funds, making sure that Mary's Place is up and running and able to have all the funds they need? That kind of where we're at
I
now
would say
in
it's
the
kind
timeline.
Of in tandem with the work, the other work that you're still continuing to do.
Right, right. And when we were on here last month, we had talked about our furniture needs, and and it looks like now that the community has come together and we have the funding for the furniture. So that's still one of the things. I did talk about appliances in the past too. The appliance piece still is something that is a need for Mary's Place. I mean, everybody uses appliances in their everyday life. Yeah. And so we want to be able to open the doors with all the appliances in the building.
And the appliances will be in the individual apartments as well as a common area. So, which having a common area also brings a sense of community, you know, has provides an opportunity for them, for the residents to meet their neighbors, network, you know, just be there.
The way, part of the way you recover and you get back on your feet is support. And having the community support you to the point where you're getting to have the stay at Mary's Place, that already is going to feel pretty good for these people and going to give them a bit of a shot of encouragement and confidence. But being able to talk to other people and work and know, hey, you're struggling to, you got a similar thing that I'm struggling with. They built a low tide rises all boats, you know, and this is an opportunity for that to heal together, to grow together. And having things like that is vital to this. It's very important to this. It's so hard for people to relate to these situations, except for other people that are in this situation. So having a common area like that, that's great. That's a really cool thing to hear. And I don't know that I knew that that was a part of Mary's Place. That's great.
Yeah, I was super impressed with that personally, on a personal level, that it was so well thought out to think of the residents. It's a community. And to me, it just makes so much sense because of the incredible supportive programs that are in place to have a common area.
In a perfect world, Mary's Place wouldn't even be needed. You know, we wouldn't even need something like this. But here we are where we do. And what a great opportunity we have to turn something like this, a subject matter like this, around. You don't get that very often in society. Every once in a while, something comes along and you're like, well, hey, if we all recycled, things could be better. And then we all start recycling. We got these bins and everything and we adapt to that. And now it's nothing. We all recycle. We don't even think twice about it. You do things like this in society and after a little while, they get going. And before you know it, you've got a system in place that's making things work. And you're homeless, go right to Mary's Place. And then boom, you're on your feet again. Like, I'm not trying to simplify this. It's so much deeper than that. And there is a lot of gray area, but it kind of is that simple in some ways. Like, you give a person a hand. I don't know, I heard this phrase once: you feed a man a fish, he eats for one day. You teach him to fish, he eats for the rest of his life. I believe that phrase is pretty common and pretty at point. And it's true. It's absolutely true. This is that. This is in essence the same thing.
And it provides hope. It instills that hope, and just what that does to a person internally, to have that hope and support and know that people are rooting for them and they can do it.
And go to any department store and try to buy hope. Try to find hope on the department store, or you know, go to Amazon and try to buy some hope. Or
we'd
something.
Be millionaires if we could figure that out.
It would be really great. We should
we wouldn't need the lottery.
In fact, the three of us should meet after this and try to figure that out, but we'll do that another show. For now, Mary's Place creates hope. Things mm-hmm. like this create hope. When you donate to something like this, you are creating hope with those dollars and cents. Encourage matching that is doubling that hope. Matching mm-hmm. that hope. This is an opportunity to be a part of something like that and to really, really help people that could use it, but that aren't just going to use it. They're going to take it and be empowered from it and sure. put back into this world. Mm-hmm. We keep talking about buying local, supporting local, mm-hmm. and I want to keep on hitting on that, even when things are getting better and everything, because we can't lose sight of how important that is. But there's a big umbrella there. Yeah, we're talking mm-hmm. about mom-and-pop businesses. We're also talking about places like Mary's Place.
We're investing in people,
yeah.
and we're investing in our community.
Well said.
And with Encourage, that's a lot of times it's much more than the return on the financial return. That's important, but it's the return on the person, on yeah. humanity, on our community.
I don't know many people that have ever donated or put their time into something or attention into something and felt like, oh, that was a waste. No, you're going to feel great about this, too. If you need that advantage or need that one last bit of incentive to donate, to learn more about, to volunteer, any of these things, with Mary's Place or really any of the things where Encourage joins us and we put the focus on that particular topic, mm-hmm. encourage you to look into these things. There are such great ways for you to impact your community. And I understand that everybody has dollars and cents. Mm-hmm. You can still make an impact even with just your time.
Right, right. Yeah, we want time, talent, and treasure.
Nice.
And everybody can give in some way. And so if people do want to donate to the Encourage Fund, they can send it to the Marshfield location. And we do have a new website. I think it's been up for about a month now, and it is marysplacecw.org. And on there, you can find the address, but I can give it to you right now. If you wanted to send a check to 300 North Central Avenue in Marshfield, and that's 54449. And then make sure that you note that it's designated to the Wisconsin Rapids location, because we want to make sure that that dollar amount can then go towards that Encourage match mm-hmm. that they are offering.
That's a good note. Thank you for that. We've only got a minute or so left. Was there anything you guys wanted to touch on real quick? Because
I do have an Encourage related item. So our online scholarship applications are still open. The closing date is in 2 weeks from tomorrow. So they close on January 26th. I know it's a snow ice day with kids working virtually today,
yeah.
but hey, it's a great time. High school seniors and continuing college and technical college students, non-traditional, get that application filled out.
I've got the Encourage website up right here to talk about that
perfect.
The last minute.
It's on the For Students tab.
Nicely done. Nicely done, Kip. That was great. And do encourage you to check that out. If there's one thing that I'm hearing less and less, and I'm so happy to be hearing, is, oh, I didn't even know those scholarships existed. I'm hearing more and more people mm-hmm. looking into those scholarships
perfect.
And actually knowing about them now. I really think that you joining us and talking about these things, especially when we've been able to take the time to have the students come in and those, it's really doing some good.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that.
And we want people to be able, there's so many great things and mm-hmm. opportunities for people out there. So I do appreciate that we had the moment to be able to touch on that.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Danita, if people have follow-up questions about Mary's Place, they want to ask you and know more about it, is there a way to reach you?
Sure. They can call me at 715-570-2283, or they can email me at marysplacewr@gmail.com.
And Kim, if people have heard any questions about Encourage, maybe the scholarships we were referencing there, that kind of thing, how can they reach you?
Absolutely. Our phone number is 715-423-3863, or you can reach us at hello@encouragecf.org. That's Encourage with an I.
Encourage you to follow Encourage and Mary's Place on social media as well. It's a great way to keep up to date on all the good things that are going on with both of these organizations. Thank you both so much for what you're doing for our community, for the time, putting up with me, all the above. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll have more Money Magazine for you tomorrow right here on
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.